श्रीमद्भागवतम 1:30:19 चैप्टर धृतराष्ट्र क्विट्स होम प्रतिक्रियनयस्येह कुतश्चित् कर्चित् प्रभो स एष भगवान् कालः सर्वेषां न समागतः प्रतिक्रियनयस्येह. सो हियर विद्र इज स्पीकिंग टू धृतराष्ट्र एंड इज टेलिंग अबाउट हाउ अ सोर्स ऑफ फियर इज कम अपॉन. And normally, whenever any problem comes which causes anxiety, we try to solve that problem. We try to remove that anxiety. If an enemy is attacking, we may defend ourselves. But that natural instinct for the royal order, that will not work. Vidura is saying over here, Pratikriya nayasyeha. This cannot be countered. Kutaschit karhichit prabho. No one by no means can counter this. The moment of time drags us down all towards death. Prabho. Although Vidura is taking the role of instructing Dhritarashtra, and although he will speak quite bluntly and strongly in order to jolt Dhritarashtra out of his complacent state of attachment, still Dhritarashtra is respectful and uses the word Prabho. Sorry, Vidura is respectful and uses the word Prabho. He offers him the respect that is due to elder brother. At the same time, he is also careful to make sure that nothing that he gives the message across. Saisha Bhagavan Kalaha. So Kala, why can this Kala not be countered? Because this Kala is non-different from the Supreme Person. It is Bhagavan, is the absolute truth. Sarvesham na samagataha. Sarvesham, it is the Supreme Lord who has arrived in the form of time. And no one, nothing can counter it. This vision of time as the absolute truth, or the absolute truth as time, that is consistently talked about in the Bhagavatam again and again at various places. Manyetam kalam ishanam anadini dhanam vibhu samanchantam char sarvatra bhutanam yadvithakali. Kunti Maharani had said in 1.8.28, I consider you to be time. So here that same point Vidura makes, that it is the Lord who is manifesting as time. Now we wonder, why would God do something like this? Why would God want to destroy what we have built, what we have created? Actually, the point is that we all look for happiness. We all look for essentially lasting happiness, and we cannot find it in this world. And this world is an arena for us to learn to grow in love, so that we can learn to love the Supreme Lord and thus attain eternal love. So Krishna is not cruel in taking away that which is we are attracted to, we are attached to, that which we love. But rather, Krishna, by in his form as time, takes away the things that we love, so that we open our hearts to the bigger love, the biggest love. So the child who is playing with toys, the parents may take away the toys so that the child will start studying. A child opens to a bigger life and a bigger career through study. So similarly, the same thing is here. Krishna takes away the temporary so that we can open our hearts to the eternal. Text 20. Yena chaiva vipanno yam pranai priyatamairapi janah sadyo yujeta किम उतान्य धनाधि भी ये न चैवा भी पन्नो यम अभिपन्ना is that which is taken over by time, that is controlled, conquered by time. Yam, that thing, that person. प्राणाय प्रियतमायरपि जनह सद्यो वियुज्येत. That person has to give up one's very life
What then to speak of? Kim? Utanya dhana adibi. Then what to speak of?
Uta anya. What can I speak of? Dhana adibi. Wealth and other things. So, Dhritarashtra, you still fancy of yourself as a king. And through all ups and downs, you try to hold on to the royal prosperity. But once death comes, you will not be able to hold on to it. Death takes away everything. And when death takes away everything, it takes away even our capacity to live. Death takes away our bodily capacity to sustain life, and death takes away our everything which is connected with the body.
So normally, you know, when we find that we are losing something, we try to cut our losses. Okay, I am being evicted out of my house. Can I take my treasury with me? If somebody says, what to speak of your treasury? You will not be allowed to even take your clothes that are in your body with you. Shock. I mean, how can I go out like that? That's your problem. Somebody, you know, your debts are so high that you're going to take everything from you, all your possessions. The person would be aghast. Such an idea. So like that, when death comes, it takes away everything. Nothing is left. When we are evicted, our very life ends. Now, of course, at a spiritual level, the soul remains eternal. But from this life's perspective, our life ends. So if we cannot carry even our life, what to speak of carrying anything else? Text 21. Pitra Bhratra Suhrut Putra Hataste Vigatambayam Atma Chajaraya Grastaha Parageham Upasise. So, Pitra Bhatra Surut Putra.
Here, Vidura is telling Dhritarashtra that all the relatives, such as father, brother, friend, son, Hataste Vigatambayam, they all will die. In fact, now he's not speaking general principle, he's speaking a specific fact. He's saying that all your close people have died already.
Hataste vigatambayam. They have left. They have gone away.
So, his sons were his life. The 100 sons, the Pandavas, the Kauravas are all dead.
His father and that generation, of course, had died long ago.
Dhritarashtra was actually Chitravirya and Chitrangada. They had both. Chitrangada had died long before Chitravirya. Had passed away even before Dhritarashtra was born. So in that sense, he's been gone dead long ago.
So Bhratra. Now, his brother is Pandu. He has also passed away long, long ago. Suhruda.
Now, there are many kings who were his well-wishers. And they tried to give him good advice. They also fought on behalf of him. Duryodhana and the Kurukshetra. They had all been
killed. So he's stating that what is the point of living now? Atma chajaraya grastaha,
and you yourself jaraya grastaha. You are in the grip of old age.
Paragehum upasase, and in another's house you are living.
Now, for many people who are active and energetic, physically being able to do one things because it's a very basic fabric of their identity, and if they lose the capacity to do things, they find it even do basic things, if basic bodily needs they are not able to attend to, then they feel mortified, they feel humiliated, and they feel, what is the use of living like this? Better let me die. So, such a situation of becoming demeaned, of becoming disempowered, this often jolts people out of their complacence and makes them do some takes them, makes them take up some serious corrective actions. However, when people don't agree to do if people are too consumed by their own ideas of how they are comfortable, then they may not realize their predicament, and thus they may be sliding slowly towards disaster. The Bhagavatam 10th canto gives the example of how if a frog in a pond, or if a frog in a pond is exposed to hot water, then the frog will, if say hot water is sprinkled on it or poured on it, the frog will immediately get scalded and move away from that as quickly as possible. But if you consider rather than a frog a fish, then the fish will become alarmed, scared. But on the other hand, the water in a pond is slowly getting evaporated because of excessive heat, then the fish may not even realize what is happening, and thus may stay bound, may stay in the pond thinking that everything is all right, and eventually be destroyed because of that complacence. So what is needed in such situations is an awareness of the inevitability of what is coming in future. And such an awareness comes by the steady practice of studying scripture and associating with spiritually minded people. So, although Dhritarashtra was definitely associated with the greatest spiritually minded people, his Pandavas were his devotee, who were the devotees of the Lord, but still they were his subordinates and they always deferred to him rather than ever giving him any counsel or instruction, because they saw him as a father figure. Now, they wanted him to work towards promoting. So Vidura wanted, Vidura was almost his equal, his brother, and Vidura could take a role by which he could jolt Dhritarashtra out of his complacency. So, you know, just having association is not enough. Being receptive to association is also important. So, it is Vidura who is going to enlighten Dhritarashtra, not the Pandavas. And Vidura makes him aware that Atmashya Jaraya Grastaha, that your body is now being worn out, Jaraya, old age, and the senility and the invalidity that comes because of old age. All that is grasping you now, grastaha. Parageham upasate. Upasase. And you are residing in the house of someone else. It's no longer your house. It's best to renounce it. Don't live here. Parageham upasate. Upasase. So this point will be further addressed of parageha. And we will discuss that in a future verses. So here, Vidura is jolting Dhritarashtra out of complacency by telling him that how he is in a precarious situation right now. Text 22. Andha puraiva vadhiro manda prajnascha sampratam vishirnadanto mandagnihi saragah kafam udvahan. Andha puraiva vadhiro. Andha blind, purai vadhiro. From the beginning only you are blind. Now vadhiro. Vadhiro means well, you cannot hear now. Manda pragya cha sampratam. Now manda pragya, your memory has also become weak. One of the most tragic cases of a degenerative, debilitating old age diseases is, say, cases like Alzheimer's or dementia in general, where people forget things around them, forget their own identity, forget the identity of their loved ones, and being with such people who cannot reciprocate in any way with what is happening around them, it can be excruciatingly draining experience for the caregivers, and it is distressing for the observers. But that is an extreme. It's horrifying when we see things like that. But in general also, that just the loss of memory in old age is distressing. And now our memory is such a fundamental resource with which we function. Suppose we go out of our house, and then if we have been habituated to driving a car, and suddenly we don't know how to drive a car, or we start speaking, and now we often have their movies showing people getting amnesia, where they forget their identity, they forget their name. But very rarely does this happen, that say, if somebody just forgets the language, you know, language becomes over time such an integral fabric of who we are, that forgetting it is scary. It's too scary to even contemplate. It's one thing, say, to lose the power of speaking, which may happen because of some physical deformity, or it can happen because of some trauma also. But just to forget language, where we have thoughts, we want to express thoughts, but you just don't know how to express it. It can be horrifying. And of course, usually that sort of memory degeneration doesn't happen. There are different areas of the brain, and these different areas of the brain means that different parts actually get degenerated at different times in different ways. But the important point is that loss of memory is scary. Vishirnadanto mandagni vishirnadanto. That means that the teeth become loose, the teeth start falling out. Mandagni. In Ayurveda, the digestive fire is considered central for all bodily health. As long as the digestive fire is not good, is not burning strong, the body cannot generate energy, and then the person cannot stay very healthy. So now there are ways in which the mandagni can be boosted, but that is in when old age there is an irreversible degeneration in the digestive fire, and that causes a weakening of the overall body's capacity to function. Saragaha kafam udvahan. Saragaha. Ragaha. Now raga means attachment. Here it means with difficulty. You know, it is as if the person has got attached to the kapha, and the kapha needs to come out, but the kapha doesn't want to come out. So saragaha kafam udvahan. It's throwing, the kapha is coming out with the mucus. So there are different kinds of kaphs. There is dry kapha, where there is the action, even the violent like action of coughing is there, but no mucus comes out. But when mucus comes out with great difficulty, that is also painful. And here it is said that you are in a very bad condition physically. So he has talked about his
eyes, his ears, his memory, his teeth, his digestive fire, his respiratory system. So basically, all the essential functions of a body are now getting deteriorated. And now he will contrast in the next verse, making a general statement. So there is a ladder of abstraction where specific points about specific situations are talked about, and then general statements are made, general observations are made from that specific situation, and thus we can learn, because the specifics usually engages emotionally, whereas the generics engages intellectually. If we see a very emotionally riveting scene in a movie or read something in a novel, now we get transported to that world. But it's only when we draw out of that world and look at our world and look at what is the broader principle being demonstrated through this emotion, then we learn something relevant for us. So here Bhagavatam goes up the ladder of abstraction and it gives us general principle. Aho Mahiyashi Jantor Jivitasha Yatha Bhavan Bhima Pavarjitam Pindam Adatte Grahapalavat. So this is text 23. Aho Mahiyasi Jantur. Aho is a standard form of exclamation within the Bhagavatam Sanskrit. Aho Kashtamaho Anyayam. That came in Bhishma, that addressing Yudhishthir from his deathbed. Similarly, here we have come, aho. So aho means it is an exclamation which expresses distress, intense distress or intense feeling of lamentation. So here, alas, Prabhupada translates it very, very aptly, evocatively here, aho mahiyasi jantor. Mahiyasi, extreme Mahan is great. So Mahiyasi is very powerful. Jantor. Oh. How great is the power of, how great is the living entity? What of the living entity? Jivitasha Yatha Bhavan. Jivitasha. The hope for life, Yatha Bhavan, as is being manifested in you. Bhima Pavarjitam Pindam. Bhim apavarjitam, what Bhima has thrown away, remnants, pindam, the foodstuff, adatte grahapalavat. You are accepting it like a household dog. Grahapalavat. Palavat means something which is domesticated and kept as a pet. So here, how great is the attachment to living, that you are living even at the expense of, even by eating the foodstuffs thrown away by Bhima. In boxing, a standard strategy to win against a formidable opponent is to hit where it hurts. If we hit where the opponent is strong, we won't have much impact. If we hit where it hurts, then that will weaken the person much faster. And then the opponent can be overcome relatively easily. So here, Vidura is hitting Dhritarashtra where it hurts. And among all the Pandavas, Dhritarashtra had the greatest negative feeling towards Bhima. And Bhima had Bhima was the person who had killed all of Dhritarashtra's sons. So the idea of eating the foodstuffs discarded by Bhima would have been intolerable, scandalous, outrageous for Dhritarashtra. Now, of course,
Yudhishthir was very respectful to Dhritarashtra always, and Yudhishthir had told all the palace staff as well as the citizens in general that Dhritarashtra should be given all respect worthy of a king. Even after Yudhishthir was officially enthroned as the king, so Yudhishthir maintained no revenge agenda against Dhritarashtra. And thus, it is extremely unlikely that actually what Bhima ate and Bhima discarded, that would have been given to Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra had his own attendants who were serving him, and they served him in a way worthy of a king, worthy of a venerable elder in a royal dynasty. But here, this is a rhetorical statement, the point of which is to jolt Dhritarashtra out of his complacency. So, not in a literal sense that after Bhima eats, what is left behind is given to Dhritarashtra, but rather in a metaphorical sense that it is he's living on the Pandavas. The Pandavas have fought, shed their blood and sweat and toil for getting the kingdom, and he had opposed the Pandavas, and the Pandavas had defeated and destroyed his sons, and now he was living parasitically on those very Pandavas. So the kingdom whose full royal glory the Pandavas were enjoying, being the rulers, he was getting some respect as a venerable elder. So in that sense, the royal splendor, the royal glory that he had craved for throughout his life, he had never really got that. And now it was irretrievably lost because his sons were killed, and he was getting a shadow of that, like the discarded remnants of that when Yudhishthir was the king. Grahapalavat. Grahapala means a domesticated animal. So this can refer to any animal, but specifically in the context of chastisement which is being talked about over here, it refers to a dog. In the traditional culture of India, dog did not have a very favored position. The dog would be a guard, and the faithfulness of the dog would be appreciated. But still, a dog was considered an unclean animal, say, who might come barge into a sacred area meant for sacrifice and steal away the butter or ghee meant for sacrifice, or steal away the food remnants, and that would be considered very contaminating. So to have oneself compared to a dog, even today, is not just in those times, but somebody says you're a dog, basically it's very degrading. It means that you just wag your tail at whatever your master says. So now another word here is jivitasha. Jivitasha means the desire to live. Now naturally we are souls, as Achyutananda souls, we long to live, but reclaiming our spiritual identity as souls is very different from striving to drag on an inevitably doomed material existence at the bodily level. So here Vidura is condemning, is chastising Dhritarashtra for living in such a way, and through this shock treatment he will awaken, he'll jolt him out of his complacency and awaken renunciation within him. which we'll discuss in our future talks. Thank you.